This is
Tears of Scrutiny. Hey there, welcome back to Tears of Scrutiny. My name is Eva Epen.
And I'm Puri Sidhana.
And today's episode, we're going to be talking about yet another upcoming case for the 2023, fall term.
Yeah.
Vidal v. Elster.
Mm-hmm.
So basically the question at hand is, does the refusal to register a trademark under the U.S.'s trademark law and code, when the mark contains criticism of a government official or public figure, violate the free speech clause of the First Amendment? So this one has really funny backstory.
So the case was brought by an individual who sought to register a trademark in the phrase "Trump too small," referring to an insult that had been directed at Donald Trump when he was running for president in 2016 for use on shirts and other items of apparel.
Mm-hmm. Let's just sit with that for a moment.
Yeah. Trump
too small. Yeah. So basically, the Patent and Trademark Office denied the registration because, again, I think one provision of our U.S. Trade and Commerce trademark law prohibits registration of a trademark that includes the name of a living person without that person's consent. And, you know, that person, that individual, he appealed that, and the Federal Circuit said, they reversed that office's decision and said, hey, this is political speech, and, you know, allowing someone to use a trademark to criticize a government official, and, you know, forbidding that would violate the First Amendment. And then the Supreme Court granted a petition to review the decision.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we have no argument date or opinion or vote date yet for this one either. But I was checking and I noticed that so many people have been putting their two cents in with this case. They've been sending in the amicus curiae briefs. And what that is basically their friend of the court briefs. So if you have an opinion or, you know, for example, I know that the American Intellectual Property Law Association sent one in, Public Citizen sent one in, the International Trademark Association sent one in. They're just sending in their opinions along with any precedent that they found, any research that they found to influence the decision of the court.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. I feel like with this case, I wonder if the law, and this is not something that the Supreme Court does, right? They interpret the law and the Constitution. Mm-hmm. But I wonder if they will strike down this specific portion of the law that says that you can't create something about a living person without their consent and make an exception for public officials and figures.
Yeah, because even when we sat and we talked about it, I think it, that clause makes sense to me when we're talking about people like you and me, you know what I mean? Citizens of the United States, constituents, their names should not be used in these things without their consent. And that's valid, but public officials don't have those shouldn't have those protections in my mind. I feel like obviously the Supreme Court, as you said, doesn't have that jurisdiction to create law. Their job is interpretation, but I wonder if it should be mandated that way, where there's a loophole and we say, government officials and elected officials don't fall into this.
Mm-hmm. And the appeals court also said that the content-based restriction within the law would typically trigger either intermediate or strict scrutiny.
Mm-hmm.
And as we know, with intermediate and strict scrutiny, right, the burden falls then on the state to prove that they did not harm the individual and the person by that law. And I feel I feel like the shirt is funny.
It is funny. It's so funny.
He was president when the trademark stuff started, so it makes sense. But it's also I understand why, because at the same time it might be it has Trump's name on it. Did he approve the shirt? Is this part of his campaign? Or maybe it's something completely blasphemous about Trump.
Yeah.
And it's someone could argue that this is
that's interesting if we sat there and we argued. Yeah. But again, this I don't think has to be a partisan thing. My opinion does not change. The shirt could say Trump too small. It could say Biden too small. I would believe it. I don't. But it really doesn't matter. It's not on a partisan basis at all. Do you agree that this should be able to be?
Like, I feel like this shirt in particular, yes. Mm-hmm. Like, I just don't think it's that deep. Like, I don't think it was ever that deep, but also, like, I didn't mean that like that. Like, I didn't mean it like, anyway.
Okay.
Well, double entendre there, but anyways.
It's like triple.
But I just think, like, you should be able to create a t-shirt but also it's more about the trademark, right? Like, being able to register that trademark. Because also he's profiting off of Trump's name if he registers the trademark. Yeah, and why would you want someone to profit off of your name if they're defaming you?
Or you're a public official. Like, you have invited the limelight and the magnifying glass.
Have you invited someone to profit off of your name without
you have invited people to have opinions about you and the size of your appendages. And if they want to put something on a shirt that is, you know, insulting and possibly blasphemous, and they want to profit off of that. I mean, it's just, I think it constitutes free speech. Like, this, like, a t-shirt does constitute free speech. No, I agree with you.
Like, I don't know. Like, I just think, like, that part in particular with this case, I think, is part of the large reason that it becomes tricky, is you're profiting off of, like, defaming the other person potentially, even if they are a public figure, right? Like, you are still profiting off of Trump, Biden, whoever's name, and using that name and making a joke out of it. And it's like, just because I'm a government official, does that mean that someone needs to be making these kind of comments that have,
but like, the world is a big, bad place. Like, if, I don't know, I feel like if you run for president, you have got to have, you know, the moxie, the gumption. I was going to say the balls, but it didn't seem appropriate here. But you have to... But you have got to have it in you to, like, just take this. Like, this is not, like, it's not that deep, as you said. Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
That's obviously not the most nuanced analytical legal analysis that I could have given you. But I think a lot, like, the amicus briefs that I've been reading, they also agree with that analysis. And they say, hey, like, you know, you're a public official, you're an elected official, and we, as your constituency, have the right to mock you, to insult you. Like, that is what SNL is for. Yeah, you know? But the profit aspect of it, I think, does make this a little bit more dicey. Mm-hmm. But I feel like it would constrain the ability of public citizens to express their political views. And for that reason alone, I might argue that they should at least make that loophole for, you know, government employees and elected officials.
Yeah. I don't know. I think also something that, so the public citizen filed an amicus brief supporting reversal of the Federal Circuit's decision. And the brief argues that because a trademark and a political slogan would constrain the ability of other members of the public to print the slogan on shirts for the purpose of expressing their own political views, the First Amendment bars the registration, which I think is honestly a really interesting argument, because it kind of flips the argument from Elster on the head, right? Because he's arguing, look, like, my First Amendment rights were violated because I'm not able to print this trademark. What about the other, or register this trademark, what about the other people who want to print that same slogan? Aren't you now making them pay to wear that slogan and pay to use
if you thought of the slogan first? Like, it is first come, first serve in these things. Like,
I don't know, like,
it's always been that way.
But it's also, sorry, you're fine. Also, like, since it is political speech, like, I wonder if
trademarking it would be an infringement of its own
people's rights. Yeah.
Yeah. But if you thought, I mean, it's not the most, like, novel, nuanced, brilliant, genius, next great American novel slogan in the world, but, like, it is something that this person thought of. And should they be able to profit? That is the part I would be interested to see
about
what the court...
You can profit off of someone else's name.
Like, what does the court conclude with that? Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't think there's much more to say other than this is, like, a really, really funny case. Like,
yeah.
So funny. But
I think that's all we have for you guys for today.
That is all we have for you today. We will see you in 2 weeks.
Enjoy thinking about patents, the shirt, and your free speech in the meantime.
All right, bye.